theme of National Library Week, which is unlimited possibilities at your library, really speaks to the kind of the commitment of libraries to support opportunity and progress in all of our communities. It's really one of the ways we describe that evolution is we say that libraries used to be so much about what we had for people, the things you needed, the particular piece of information or the book. And today we're more about what we do for and with people to help them achieve their own personal goals.
It would seem that it was a business model that could never work. You don't have to pay for what you use. You can take out a book. You can take out some materials. You don't pay a dime. You bring it back.
The business model of the new sharing economy. It was based on what people wanted and needed and mutual trust.
What is the funding stream for libraries nowadays? You know, like I said, you don't have to pay for anything, but somebody's paying for it. How do libraries support themselves?
You know, that's a real challenge for America's, and we're talking about America's public libraries, of course. There is still substantial government funding, and it comes in many different ways, everything from part of city or county budgets to actually going directly to the voter. Many, many libraries have looked to private donations and fundraising as a way to really have an effective budget that can meet the needs of our community. You know, as we're balancing all of the digital content that people are now desiring as well as the traditional physical items, it's really, really been a challenge.
Have libraries had to cut back hours or staff in recent years, or is it a growing industry, so to speak?
Well, libraries are busier than ever, but, you know, actually, libraries have made different kinds of decisions as to how they would balance their budgets. I know ideally libraries have tried to find new or different streams of revenue, but many libraries have had to cut hours or cut material budgets or cut staffing. And we would like to achieve the real vision of the public library, which is to have them accessible to people. So we're always advocating for America's libraries and the value they provide in communities.
A lot of libraries now are not just places to learn and to find materials, but they're also meeting places. There's meeting rooms, conference rooms that are available to the public. They become sort of a center of town in some places.
That's absolutely correct. So that piece around community engagement and being at the crossroad of the community is really so important. There are so few places where you can have conversations with your neighbors or deeper conversations around common issues in a community that the library fulfills that need and has been very successful in that role.
Are libraries attracting young people into the field? Is there an increase in library science majors?
It's still a very, very attractive profession. And I think one of the pieces that is increasingly made young people consider it is all of the new attention on digital content and learning. So as libraries are increasing opportunities for people to both access digital content, but also to create digital content, things like audio recording studios or video studios or maker spaces using 3D printers and other new tools. It's become a real digital learning commons for communities, and that is very attractive to a person who wants to change lives and do it in a very hands-on, fun way.
Where do you see libraries going in the rest of the 21st century? What are some of the challenges and some of the goals that the libraries are facing?
Well, I believe that libraries are really at the center of community learning. So we have tremendous opportunity as we see libraries moving not only to the informal learning that always occurred, but the more formal learning. So things like teaching people how to use technology, online high school, or MOOCs, cohort groups of people viewing and learning from MOOCs in the library. Libraries have powerful technology, and this is really something that the community needs and we can support. What is the biggest concern is ensuring that libraries have adequate budgets, strong broadband, and continues to have the support of its communities so that we can adapt and increase the opportunity for people as they need it.